Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. Well, ever since Pope Leo XIV's ordination, it seems like the whole world's eyes have been fixated on Rome and the Catholic Church, which brings a wonderful opportunity to evangelize. And so today, we're going to talk about evangelizing and spreading the good news of the gospel. So our question for today's show is this, a simple question. Evangelization is the central role in the church, evangelism. She exists in order to evangelize. Saint Pope Paul VI, how are you participating? And so, a great quote from Pope Leo XIV during his first appearance in St. Peter's Square, he said, "Together we must look for ways to be a missionary church, a church that builds bridges and encourages dialogue, a church ever open to welcoming, like this square with its open arms, all those who are in need of charity, our presence, our readiness to dialogue and to love." Well, I don't know about you, but I did watch the inauguration of our wonderful brand new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, and I want to thank all of the EWTN people who worked so hard. They're coming home from Rome today. They have sacrificed, been away from their families. Everything was so beautiful. I was crying in my kitchen. I just loved it. It was so beautiful. But I loved mostly what actually Michael Warsaw said in the coverage. He is the CEO of EWTN, and Michael said that EWTN's coverage was unprecedented and unparalleled.
That's true.
To all else was out there. And you make that happen. And so we're very excited about this new breath of hope. I mean, we're in this beautiful year of Jubilee. And and it's exciting. I'm excited. People are talking about being Catholic. So if you're Catholic and you go to church, you need to invite somebody to come to church. Say, you know, I can't explain all this to you. Why don't you come and see and just come to church with me this week?
Amen. Evangelization is the central role in the church. She exists in order to evangelize. The church is us as well as an institution. How are you participating in the work of evangelization? How are you sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and the good news of His church? Call us now, 1-800-221-9460, 205-271-2980. We want to hear from you. The Holy Spirit is on the move this Easter season as we get ready to move into Pentecost. Our readings are from the book of Acts, how the church spread and grew, and you are a part of that in this very age and time. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, the theme for today's show is this. Evangelism is the central role in the church. She exists in order to evangelize. How are you and I participating in it? We certainly would love to hear from you, so give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460 outside North America. You can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you know, every Sunday we are sent out. Well, sent out with what? We've just received the body, blood, soul, and divinity. We have been fortified and strengthened. We have our superpowers to be loving and kind and to be listening to those people out there who are hurting and lonely and want to belong. And so you and I have a great call from God Almighty, Jesus, to go and evangelize and be witnesses.
We have today Adam Janke, the COO of a wonderful, powerful ministry, the St. Paul Street Evangelization Outreach. on the phone with us here today. I want his thoughts on the question of the day, evangelism being the central role of the church, and responding to that, is it really the central role of the church? What he thinks about that, and how street evangelization, St. Paul Street Evangelization, is an important part of that, how they can get involved. It's streetevangelization.com. Adam, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy. It's good to have you back.
Hey, Jim and Joy. It's so good to be back.
What do you think about the question of the day?
Oh, it's the passion of my heart. You know, the church is called to evangelize. It's the very mission of the church, right? And according to Pope Benedict XVI, every Catholic Christian has a responsibility to share Jesus, the person of Jesus, as part of that mission.
Yes. Yes, I always say every Catholic is called to be a missionary of the dignity of life, and they're sent by God to evangelize the world. Speak to us a little bit about St. Paul Street Evangelization. What's going on with it? How is it growing? How can people plug into it?
Absolutely. You know, I've been part of St. Paul Street Evangelization now for the past 12 years, and it has given me so much life, not only myself to be out there evangelizing, but to help form, train, equip, and send thousands of other Catholics to go to the streets to share Jesus with a world that is broken and hurting. So I've been at this for a long time now, and the beauty of it is it's non-confrontational. So many people think of street evangelization, and they think, oh, I got to go out there with a big sign and a bullhorn and argue with people and shout at people. And no, it's this beautiful, simple friendship, listening-based proclamation of the gospel. You know, so many people are so wounded and so hurt, they think they're going to find the answers and the things of this world that make them happy, that fill them up. And truly Jesus, as St. Augustine said, of course, you know, I love it. We have an Augustinian Pope now, right? Said, you know, our hearts are restless till they rest in you, O Lord. And so we're out there trying to be that bridge from the public square into the local church. And so we have over 200 street teams of ordinary Catholics going out there, using the graces of their baptism and their confirmation to share Jesus and to draw other people into the life of the church.
So, Adam, you're a beautiful organization. If there's someone home and they're wanting to get involved and they're like, I don't know how to do this, I certainly would love to do that. I don't think anything is happening in my diocese or in my church. What do they need to do?
The beauty of it is its simplicity. They can just go to www.streetevangelization.com, sign up to get involved there, either take some online courses. They're really simple, like 5 to 10 minute videos. They can join us at our national conference coming this July in Garden Grove, California. We'll take you out to the streets with our team to go and practice and do door-to-door ministry and listen to anointed talks, liturgy, fellowship, all that good stuff. But however you want to get involved, go ahead and start at our website and you can learn more there.
Adam, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all that Street Evangelization does. Again, it's streetevangelization.com. Check it out. You might be called to do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Whether you're called to do St. Paul Street Evangelization or not, you don't get a pass on doing evangelization, right? Because our Lord in the Great Commission calls us all to be witnesses, to share about Jesus Christ, to share about the good news of the church. It's not just for the apostles and our newly elected pope that we have. Every Catholic is called to be a missionary, to be an evangelist, to be a witness to what's happened in his life through Jesus Christ, through baptism, through the sacraments. And we should be praying for opportunities to share. Serendipitously. So you might be part of an organization that goes out door to door or sets up a table with Catholic literature on it. And you'd be surprised how many people will come by and see that. But we need to be praying and seizing the opportunities. Enjoy. Now is the time because there's something stirring up. We pray daily for renewal in the church and awakening, you know, in the world. And there's a real feeling of that, especially with the election of this new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. You just get a sense about that. And people asking questions, you know, I know you're Catholic. What about this Pope? And, you know, what do you think about this? And we need to be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within us, right? That's what it says in the Word of God. Be ready to give an answer for the hope that's in you. But do it respectfully to the person that you're speaking with. And I could tell you, every day we're praying for evangelistic opportunities, and God's giving them. My main place, as I've said, is the YMCA, when I go there to work out almost 5 or 6 days a week. And things are just popping, especially now. I remember speaking to a young guy at the YMCA, and we just got on to the Lord and started speaking about that. And I said, what do you know about Catholicism? And he said, well, you know, I don't know anything, you know, about it. Well, I've heard about it, but not from a Catholic. What's it about? You know, I got to share with him and the fullness of the faith. And he was really seemed interested in that. And then I didn't see him for a couple of months. And I just saw him recently. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, you're the guy that I spoke to about the church. And I gave him more information on EWTN, Catholic.com, Catholic Answers. And he said, you know, after you spoke to me that time, the next Sunday, I went to the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. I had no idea of knowing that. And he's leaving out of Birmingham. He's going to Arizona. I'm so glad I got to hear from him. And he said, I went to somebody who I knew was Catholic. And I said, can I go to church with you? I said to my friend, he's a young guy. Mm-hmm. And he said, my friend and his father said, oh, yeah, you can. And so he did, and he's asking them all sorts of questions. He's speaking to somebody at that church that he went to about more about Catholicism. Are you praying for opportunities to share the Lord, that God would bring people to you? I want to share a prayer with you that I wrote some time back. It goes like this. Precious Lord, I want to evangelize for you. Bring to me some of your sons and daughters that have wandered away from you and your church. Lead me to those who have never heard the gospel and need to be baptized. Help me discern those you are calling me to share with, that our encounter may lead to the renewal of your church. I ask all this in the name of the one who is the gospel itself, Jesus Christ, the Savior. When you think about, well, what is the gospel? Jesus is the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's the good news of Christ. We share a proclamation. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ is coming again. He's the Lord, and he wants you to be part of this community called the church.
Well, and it's really important because for you and for me, you know, we have a sphere of influence that God has put people in our path that we get to be light and salt to. And when was the last time you invited somebody to church? When was the last time you just said to somebody, can I pray with you right now? You know, whether they're, maybe you met them at work or they've come in and they've shared a burden and they need some comfort. You've given them some counsel. And that's all well and good, but sometimes people need to be prayed with also. And so you can just pray with them or simply invite them to church because the world is hungry and the world is looking for someone to take them in. And it's a great invitation by our new Pope when he said, you know, the walls are wide open. We need to come in. The doors are open. We need to come in. Right. And we need to invite them in. There are 1.3 billion Catholics worldwide. Not every one of them is going to church. Why don't you ask a Catholic, when was the last time you've been to church? Come back to church. People are, one of the top questions being asked on Google is, how do I become Catholic? Well, this is a great catch. Yeah. We need to be ready as people of God.
I tell you what, I'd like to invite you right now to join the EW10 Media Missionaries. EW10 Media Missionaries. Join us. I have the privilege of directing that ministry. There's about 16,400 or more EW10 Media Missionaries. Who are these people? They're you. These are people who not only consume EWTN, they're saying, I want to share the good news of Jesus Christ and the good news of the church with EWTN. I want you to join us today. You're seeing there a little card that when you join the Media Missionaries, EWTNmissionaries.com, you can register right online after watching a video. I use these cards, and so it has my name, phone number there that I'm a volunteer for EWTN. On the back of the card, it has a QR code, and so people can just click that code, and what comes up is EWTN.com, information about EWTN, and also the EWTN Media Missionaries. If you don't know how to use that, scan that, then it just has the information there, the phone number, an email, the website, so it's all there. You love EWTN. Mm. You say, well, I share EWTN with so many people. Well, then why don't you join the missionaries, the 16,400 people that are praying every day, Mother Angelica's prayer, for renewal, for the network, that it would spread the prayer she prayed on that very day that we launched. So we pray that periodically. We'll send you free material, both printed and digital, that you can post on email, Facebook, Twitter, and you can share. We'll send you written, printed material, 35 different resources that you can use in your parish. And so we want you to help renew your parish and renew your community and share the Lord Jesus Christ with EWTN. Would you join us today? And you can call 205-795-5771. 205-795-5771. EWTNmissionaries.com. I'm inviting you today to please join with us. So we have one comment here. I share the faith creatively with Lego Church Project, I guess how you say it, mm-hmm. a disability-focused ministry that has been going on for 26 years. JM from Facebook. So if you don't join the Media Missionaries, Street Evangelization, or Lego, there's something for you to do. If you're in a hospital, you're in a prison, you could just basically say, once I was blind, but now I see. Jesus Christ did it to me, and I love Jesus, and I love the church. So we'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, to give us an update on everything that's happening in Rome with Pope Leo XIV, we have Joan Lewis, and she is going to give us her updated report. Joan?
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy. What exhilarating, amazing times, and we're wordsmiths. Sometimes it seems there are no words, but of course, yesterday was one amazing day, a beautiful May day, the fifth Sunday of Easter, and over 200,000 people were in St. Peter's Square and all the adjacent areas, like where I am today, for the Mass of the inauguration of the pontificate of Pope Leo XIV. And I have to tell you, the love, the joy, the enthusiasm, the hope was palpable all morning, actually all day, from those who lined up at 6 o'clock to go through security, to those who several hours later came down Via della Conciliazione when Pope Leo made his first trip in the Popemobile. Now joining the pilgrims, of course, were 153 delegations representing heads of state and government, royalty, leaders of other Christian faiths, religious traditions, and members of the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See. And celebrating with the Holy Father were 200 cardinals and 750 bishops and priests. I just have to say that to be in this square was one of the greatest honors, privileges, and joy of my life. Now, interestingly, for the Mass, the Holy Father himself chose the readings. He wanted them to express his thoughts on the papacy. But of course, the focal point of Mass was the placing of the pallium on his shoulders, and then Cardinal Tagle giving him the fisherman's ring. And I have to say, one of the most extraordinary moments I've ever seen at a Mass was when the Holy Father, joining his hands together, looked at the ring, and you could see clearly on his face he was overwhelmed by emotion. We all saw it on the TV screen. So Pope Leo is indeed the successor of Peter. Tu es Petrus, you are Peter. And this was a big theme of the readings of the Mass and of his homily. Listen to this. Referring to the cardinals who elected him as successor of Peter, he said, "I was chosen without any merit of my own. And now, with fear and trembling, I come to you as a brother who desires to be the servant of your faith and joy. Walking with you on the path of God's love, he wants us all to be united in one family." And he said, Peter is entrusted with loving more, giving his life for his flock, a self-sacrificing love. The ministry of Peter, said Leo, is distinguished precisely by this self-giving love, because the Church of Rome presides in charity, and its true authority is the charity of Christ. It's never a question of capturing others by force, by religious propaganda, or means of power. Instead, it is always and only a question of loving as Christ did. The Pope expressed his hope for a united church, a sign of unity and communion, which becomes a leaven for a reconciled world. So, I mean, on those absolutely beautiful words, I just want to close and say, let's help him be Peter, and let's love as he told us to love, love as Christ did. So, on those words, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much for that powerful sharing and the many powerful sharings that you've been given lately. Mm. The passing of Pope Francis, the new election of Pope Leo XIV, we appreciate you so much. Evangelization is at the center of the church. She's called to evangelize. That's you. That's me. Again, you've been invited to join the EWTN Media Missionaries. Hope that you will do that. EWTNmissionaries.com. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we have Executive Director of Elizabeth Ministry International, Chris Crawley, on the show to speak with us about all the great work that organization is doing for so many years for women and for families. This is a time of renewal in the church. This is a time it seems to be awakening in the countries throughout the face of the earth. We've been called for such a time as this. Let's say what Mary said, who bore in her womb the good news itself in Jesus Christ. She said, I'm not sure I understand all this. I say yes. Mm. Will you say yes? And you say, Mamie, I can't go many places. I'm sick. I'm ill. God will bring people to you, and you will bear witness to them with your lips and with your lives. Let's say yes, and let's go for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been called for such a time as this. Let us not shrink back in fear, but with courage, and bear witness to Jesus Christ and the good news of the church. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.